RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As your RM World Travel Express keeps gaining speed today, we are up to the G Block, and today's personal connection is going to take on a pilot in aviation, Tona. We're sponsored by Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference on one of their ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions. This is affordable, all-inclusive luxury cruising refined to its purest form on board intimate ships with a private yacht-like atmosphere on curated voyages to all seven continents. You're going to be indulging in complimentary world-class dining and culinary experiences. There's caviar, premium spirits, and fine wines. Cruising with Seabourn means you'll unpack only once while traveling to legendary cities and hidden gems in your luxurious oceanfront suite, all cared for by a team who's really passionate about providing intuitive and highly personalized service.
When was your last never-before experience? Well, prepare for a voyage filled with them, things you've never seen before, never done before, never tasted before, or been so moved by before. We've always enjoyed sailing with Seabourn, as you'll experience ultra-luxury adventures. They also now offer expedition cruises, too, on purpose-built ships. Visit Seabourn.com to learn more about the Seabourn difference. There's also a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our first personal connection for 2024 takes us to Texas as we connect with two pilots. Dave Manning began his career at the U.S. Navy Flight School, graduating as a naval aviator with a U.S. Coast Guard Officer Commission. He's currently with American Airlines, and he passed his passion down for aviation to his daughter, Skye Manning, who's currently at type school training with an air carrier. Let's bring the father-daughter flight duo Captain Dave Manning and First Officer Skye Manning on that show hotline right now.
All right. Well, Captain Dave, Skye, nice to connect with you today. Just like, you know, you say to your passengers, I'm going to say it to the both of you. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, nice to have both of you here with us today. So, Dave, you know, certainly we respect your experience as a naval aviator that Mary mentioned and graduating from the U.S. Navy Flight School. We're going to get to that in a bit. But when I was told, you know, that you were recently promoted to captain of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, I want to start there. Mary and I were down at their South Carolina factory with the show back in August as part of our big Let's Go America tour, Charleston. It's an impressive campus they have there. Seeing all the 787 production, how they spin the carbon fiber, certainly was a highlight of our trip. So how much training will you be going through to fly the 787, and what has you excited about being able to pilot this aircraft for American?
Well, you know, I'm one of those very nerdy people who wanted to be a pilot ever since I could remember as a child. And so coming to the end of my career here and looking forward to getting into a wide-body aircraft and flying internationally, like, that is very exciting. It's going to be a full training event. It will be a full type training. I will be trained as a captain, as a pilot in command for the FAA and for ICAO convention. So I'll be a pilot in command for the 787 anywhere on the planet. And I'm very, very excited. And it's very thorough training, as you'd imagine.
Yes. Well, thank you. Congratulations on that. As passengers, I know Robert and
thank
I
you.
Love the aircraft.
Yeah,
thank you. And also, thank you for your service. We do understand you had two active duty tours today, but thank you for your service. Yeah. So, Skye, I realize you're in training now for an air carrier. We won't mention that airline. We want to keep you working hard, and so we'll be quiet on that. But from what I understand, you came to flying after college and after a few stints working in flight ops, most recently, I believe, in Textron in Kansas, of course, the makers of Beechcraft and Cessna aircraft. You got laid off, like many people, during the pandemic. At this point, was this when it kind of turned for you and you decided you actually wanted to start flying? And what was the aircraft that you learned to fly on?
Absolutely. You know, in the pandemic, it really solidified that, you know, I saw my in and decided to go for it. I started flying while I was an intern there. I originally started at Bell Helicopter before I transferred into Textron Flight Ops. And I had a normal desk job as an aircraft delivery coordinator, but they taught me how to fly King Air. They taught me how to fly mm-hmm. Beechcraft Bonanza. You know, I was attending regular classes and going on factory demonstration tours.
Now, were you able to teach Skye anything in flying and lessons?
Perhaps casually and not officially. I'm not a certified flight instructor, and so that was part of our journey, is we had to interview and get instructors that we both trusted that would be effective for Skye, which was very nice to do. I can certainly share my experiences and help Skye in that regard, especially now as she's more advanced and a professional aviator now. Now we can kind of talk shop and talk about much more specific questions, not necessarily why does the airplane go up and down like somebody would in the very beginning, but really how do delays affect the operation? What is dispatch going to say if I request more fuel? Those kinds of things, mm-hmm. very professional questions. But yes, we talk a lot. But I did not teach her how to actually fly the airplane.
Well, I'm going to say to Sky, listen, when you mentioned Bell, so Mary knows, mm-hmm. The Bell 407 is my favorite way to fly in the helicopter. 787's up there, but I personally go back to the 757. That was always my aircraft. So, Dave, I want to ask you, you know, I know you were once a first officer flying the 767s all over the world, so clearly, you know, you were on the move from one destination to another, and although the lifestyle of a pilot can seem glamorous to many, and I do think that Hollywood, you know, certainly has a part with that, you know, pilot fatigue is a real thing. So I'm told you have a story, something about being tired and some Argentinian locals. Do you want to share that?
Yes, sure. You know, fatigue during flying is a real thing. And on long distance aircraft, we'll take more than two pilots so that we can swap out in the at the flight control positions and we can get a rest so we can try to be fully rested. But, you know, that never does exactly rest us completely. That would really involve laying down and sleeping all night in a nice quiet room. And as we know, the airlines operate 24/7, 365. So as I was swapping out, flying south from Dallas to Buenos Aires, Argentina, we crossed the equator and I got to the controls and we flew down to Buenos Aires and landed and got to our hotel, and it was probably 8 in the morning and I did not feel like laying down and going to bed. It had been my first trip into Argentina and I was very excited and keyed up. So I thought, well, I'll just grab my camera, play tourist and go walk around this beautiful city, Paris of the South, and take a look at it. And that's exactly what I did. And after a while, I started getting a little tired and thought maybe I'd stop at a coffee shop and have a coffee to get a little pick-me-up. And as a good American, I found the closest Starbucks. It was a beautiful facility right on the water. And as I sat down, my body finally started to relax. And I realized that I micro-slept. And when I jerked myself awake, when I woke up, I had spilled my coffee in my lap, and here all the Argentinians were watching an American drinking coffee in the middle of the afternoon and falling asleep during a Starbucks coffee. So if that doesn't say fatigue, I don't know what does. I was quite tired.
I would say
so. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Well, that is a story for sure.
So, Sky, we're going to run out of time, and I really want to hear from you. I want to hear from both of you, actually, but Sky, we'll start with you. What is it about flying that you most connect with, if you had to condense it?
If I had to tell you what I connected most with flying, it would probably be the sensation of managing the machine in the way it's supposed to be managed, using your tactical expertise to fly around weather to get the mission done, to keep everyone on board safe. It's a lot of responsibility, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I just got goosebumps the way you describe that. Thank you. And Dave, same question.
Yeah, it's no, I would say it's very satisfying. I think I always liked airplanes and ships and submarines as a child, and I think just the idea of finally being having mastery over such a complex machine is very, very satisfying. I've always loved the view. You know, you can't replace that window view much better than the corner office. So it's just very satisfying being able to do that day in, day out, in any weather, and making it a safe operation. It just
well, I want to talk to you about that for a second, both of you, really quick. We do have a minute with you right now left. So this question is going to go to both of you. You know, with all the news out there right now regarding issues with aircraft and manufacturers, as pilots, do you sometimes now think twice before getting ready for takeoff these days, or has your confidence pretty much remained the same as it always has been? Dave, go to you, and then we'll end with Sky.
Yeah, I think that we are in a place in aviation that is probably the safest in history. I think we're doing a lot of things, including human factors as well as technology to ensure its safety in the future. And so I really don't have any hesitation when I go to work. In fact, I think my biggest fear, to be honest, is in the van going to the hotel from the airport.
Well, that's something to
many
say.
Times that is a very sporty drive.
Sky, what say you?
You know, obviously being in some of the charter operations and some of the pre-airline experience, the pilot shortage is hitting very hard right now. But I'd just like to say the training is still very robust, and we are at the safest it's been in history.
Certainly is. Again, we see that in all the data that's out there. So, well, very nice to connect with the both of you today. Captain Dave, since Mary and I fly American regularly, hopefully we'll see you in the cockpit on a future flight. And Sky, we'll look
Thank
forward
you.
To
that,
you as well.
Wonderful.
Well, look forward to both of it. Have a great day and keep soaring.
Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure to be here.
Likewise. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
I enjoyed that conversation, Mary, with Dave and Sky.
Yep, father-daughter flying duo.
And they love it. All right, folks, we are going to step aside so Bobby can run some sponsor messages for us. Up next is The Right Stuff. RJ is coming up after that with The Open Road with a review of the 2024 Alfa Romeo Stelvio Veloce. And then Mary and I will return with the Museum Gallery. Stay with us, everyone.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.